Niall!
Hello, 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 lovely people. How are we?
Thanks so much for coming in. Niall is the sixth singer who's going to be performing at the Eurosong Late Late Show special on February the 7th. Great to see you, Niall. Congratulations on getting into the final six.
I know, it's been an exciting week. My God, the fandom has been kicking off and people have been very, very nice and lovely. I'm buzzing.
So you had to sit on The Secret for how long?
I did. I had to sit on The Secret now since before Christmas, but I told my mother, and bless her cotton socks, she has a gift of the gab down in Limerick City, so she let her little her little birdies spread the secrets around.
So. So some people you shouldn't have known, is that it?
Yeah, well, I'm saying nothing. I blame her. I blame her.
And how did you find out?
So I entered the song. I've been kind of writing an album for the past year, and this song jumped out as a particular one that I've always wanted to enter a song into the Eurovision, and Growth was one that I was like, oh, this is definitely a banger. So entered before Christmas and just found out before the holidays and kind of had left it out of my mind.
And was it a phone call or an email or a text?
It was a phone call. Right. Yeah, I got the phone call out of the blue from the lovely Michael, and I was shook to the core. Like, I was buzzing. I kind of, you know, when you're not expecting something, and yeah. I was like, play it cool, like, you know, just be a bit saying about it, but I am so stoked. I can't wait to perform. It's going to be crack. I think the song is a banger, so I'm ready for
it. It's very exciting. And what about the staging? Have you thought about that?
Yeah. The whole idea now for the staging is, so Growth itself as a song is kind of paying homage to the roots of music, so like where we all began, which is started off as voice, the original instrument, and the beat, so kind of pays homage to that but brings it into a more modern and electronic sound. So the staging is going to represent that. It's a story of a prophecy, and I'm big into mythology and stuff, so there's going to be some dancers who are interpreting the fates and stuff.
contemporary dance. It's part of the contract with the Eurovision, isn't it? There has to be some contemporary dancers.
I loved it. Did you ever watch The OA? Do you remember that show, The OA, and they had that really cool hand movement contemporary dance thing?
Right,
that's where I got the inspiration from. So I'm working with a lovely group of dancers down in Limerick who are making magic happen.
And you're a very proud Limerick man.
I a ride or die Limerick man, I tell you. I am. It's in my blood.
Now, a friend of yours was nominated for an Oscar yesterday.
Oh, I know. Cynthia Erivo. Yeah. My ride or die. I had one of the luck, I think it was one of the most amazing opportunities I ever had in my life was performing with Cynthia. I was performing for the marriage equality referendum down in Limerick, I'd say now, geez, about 10 years ago at this point.
Yeah, well, it was 2015.
Right? Wow. So, yeah. So
this is the 10th anniversary of it.
Yeah. And I performed a song by a composer. My dad uploaded it onto YouTube. The composer reached out to me a few days later and was like, is there any chance you can come over to London? I'm doing a residency with Cynthia Erivo. She's performing all of my music. I'd love for you to sing some of the songs. Right. And that weekend I headed over and it was amazing.
Just for people who don't know, she plays the part of the Wicked Witch in Wicked.
Elphaba. Right. Some lungs on her, my God.
Okay, Growth, Niall. Now, Niall, it's not N-I-A-L-L, it is
N-I-Y-L, to remember it, not in your league, but also Niall.
Oh, right, L-O-L.
Yeah, right. Love those
I-R-L,
abbreviations.
Here it is, song number 6 from N-I-Y-L, Niall, Growth.
I look to your skies, feel your light. Raise our voices, hear our cry. Now I can feel it, the ebb and flow. Feel the earth move into distant drums. Universe, chemical, feel the love, let it go. Universe, chemical.
I want to be on a hill in County Meath.
Right.
Yeah, that's isn't it? That's it exactly.
Take me to Newgrange.
Take me
Let's
to
go and have a rave. What I like to describe it as is if Enya's son goes to Bergheim, that's the kind of word I want to translate for any of the listeners out there.
You know what it is? Like I'm just, it's brilliant. All six songs are so different and all so good. The standard is very high this year.
It's great.
No,
it's exciting. I love it. Because it's lovely to, like, I think what we're really showcasing with all of these songs is how strong the Irish music industry is in terms of versatility as well.
I think
there's so many different artists making unbelievable music, and I think the selection this year really, really represents that.
And can we say, because it's the last day of it, can we say a huge thank you to Bambi Thug for opening the door?
Oh, like without a shadow of a doubt, I think they really did open the doors for us. And like, I think in terms of alternative music in particular, they were an absolute champion for it. And as you can hear with all these other acts, like, you know,
yeah,
it's there now and it's showcasing the breadth of Irish talent.
Oh my God, love Niall's entry, name spelled correctly.
Lovely.
Fantastic, says Lauren Kilkenny. That's the winner, says somebody else. Listen, Niall, lovely meeting you and good luck with it and enjoy the whole thing.
I'm buzzing. I can't wait for the performance now. That's my happy place, live on stage. So I can't wait to give you an absolute show.
So February 7th, the Eurosong Late Late Show special, 9:30, all six. And you will be asked to vote to see who will represent us in this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Switzerland. Thanks, Niall.